Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. It's always exciting for me when Grace Marie Turner joins us. Grace Marie is an original member of our Brain Trust, ladies and gentlemen. She is the president of the Galen Institute, and an organization that focuses very heavily on healthcare policy. She is one of the top experts on the planet on healthcare policy, and we're glad that she's our good friend. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
It's good. Great to have you back. Grace Marie, you just got back from an event to a gathering of healthcare experts, people on both sides of the political aisle, of the policy aisle, with some like a little more government involvement and some like a little bit less. And I'd like for you to tell the audience about this, not specifically about who was there or what was the occasion, as much as what were some of the ideas that were shared.
Well, and the tone I picked up there is really what I get from other meetings in Washington, and that is that the people who supported this legislation are now completely overwhelmed with the almost impossible complexity of actually implementing and putting this law into place. Both aside from whether you support it or not, it is a terrible piece of legislation. It was never intended to be the final law. It was the bill that they passed was actually a draft, a first draft of a bill just basically to get 60 votes out of the Senate. And they expected to be able to come back and fix it, as they did a reconciliation with the House. Well, Scott Brown's election in Massachusetts put a stop to that. It was either pass the Senate bill or they weren't going to get health care done because they were not going to get a second version through the Senate.
You know, Grace Marie, all I can think of is that's a heck of a way to run a railroad.
1/6 of our economy by a terrible bill. And there's a lot of evidence that the people writing the regulations are using a different piece of legislation. They're using the House law.
Where's the shame?
Because the Senate bill's so impossible.
Where's the shame, Grace Marie? If you turned out that kind of shoddy work, that kind of impossible situation, wouldn't you be ashamed?
No business would be able to survive with that kind of shoddy.
But yet it's going to be imposed on all the businesses. Talk to us about, there were people there on the other side of the aisle, people who were in favor of this. They stumped for it. They worked for it. They thought it was a great idea. How are they feeling now?
What's happened is that a lot of people supported this because they had one provision in it that they liked. You know, whether or not it was expanded mental health coverage or expanded coverage in general, or
prior condition. What's the word?
Pre-existing
conditions. Is what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
You know, different constituencies that had different parts of it. Now they see the whole thing and they say, well, we didn't want all those other parts that they put in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are appalled at this. You're seeing it in association.
Are you saying that the liberal members of your group, that even they were being appalled by what they're seeing?
They are overwhelmed by the complaint. They don't know that there is the manpower or the time. Most of it doesn't go into effect until 2014, but they nonetheless think that there's just not enough time to get this done. There aren't enough people to write the regs. I mean, they've already written 4,000 pages of regulation.
Are they ready to abandon it? Are the people on the other side?
No, they aren't.
They're not.
But you see a growing number of people, Jim, a growing number of Democrats trying to save their seats in their campaigns this fall, saying, well, yes, you know, I know this law has trouble, but we'll go to just reelect us and we'll go back and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Even Democrats who voted for it are getting so much heat on the campaign trail that they are saying we have to go back and fix it. But the people who are from the policy world are saying that you can't undo this enormous complexity.
You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, can you?
Absolutely. And a lot of people talking also about the legal liabilities, the fact that you now have two serious court cases where the judge has said, I think there is a serious merit to at least hearing the challenges about whether or not this constitutional, this individual mandate that everyone purchase health insurance is indeed constitutional. And those judges are saying, I need to hear this because I'm not convinced. I'm not. The government asked them to just throw the cases out, and the two judges, one in Florida and one in Virginia, said, no, there's serious merit.
We're going to talk about that when we come back after these messages. Galen.org, right? G-A-L-E-N.org.
That's right.
That's the website, folks, where you can go and find out what Grace Marie and her organization are doing, the hard work that they're doing to prevent you and me from having, as much as possible, from having to deal with this health care bill. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Grace Marie, we're going to talk a little bit of politics. We're going to talk a little bit about how the campaigns are going so far, having to deal with health care. And also, in the next segment, we're going to talk about what we're going to do with this. We're going to talk about the judges and the constitutionality and all that. Stay with us, 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.